Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti. We have no co-host tonight. So our little Veronica is with somebody who's ill, bless her heart. And so what I wanted to tell everybody before we go into what we're going to talk about tonight and everything, we're going to open the phone lines tonight so you guys can interact directly with the team if you'd like. And what I've told Seth, who kind of mans everything here, is that if the call's back up, then he can just interrupt me, and I'll go into channel earlier. But I do have some things I want to talk about because this is such an exciting time. So tonight's show, the phone numbers, for those of you that don't get the mailers, the phone number for BBS Radio is, if you got a pencil, I'll give you a minute here. La 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 la. Okay, 888-627-6008. If you can't get through on that line, which is toll free, 530-327-7602. Those are U.S. numbers. If you go onto their website, there's actually the international numbers. Unfortunately, I don't have them. I forgot to put them down. Okay, tonight's show. Stepping into joy. Nothing is impossible. So we're excited. We're going to do a little different format. I'm going to talk, as I always do, try not to fall asleep. And then, of course, we'll bring in the team. And they have some wonderful things to talk about. And if we get calls, people with questions that the team, they want to address to the team is more than happy to answer them. They're really quite wonderful with off-the-wall question. When I say off-the-wall, I mean call-ins. So try to keep it, if you can, kind of around this energy, but if there's something else you need to ask, I have no problem with that, and I know the team doesn't. They love answering questions. So, okay. Happy 2012, everybody. We made it. And it really is a time for us to step into joy and limitlessness. I mean, we've been talking about this and playing with this and preparing for this and ad nauseum, but we're really there. And I have to tell you, I don't know about everyone else. I can only assume, and certainly all the people I'm talking to, we've all hit the ground running. The changes have been unbelievable, just unbelievable, and they're moving so fast that it's difficult to keep up with everything that's shifting and changing. The New Year holiday itself just kind of began this whole amazing cycle of change, and nothing is looking the way it did before New Year's. I mean, I'm in so much awe, I really don't know what to say. Actually, for me, it started New Year's Eve. And I lost my little great-grandbaby this week. My granddaughter was pregnant with twins, and Adrian and Audrina, and we knew that Adrian was, if he made it, he was going to be special needs. He's the one that my granddaughter, when she first saw him with the ultrasound, she called me crying. She said, "Grandma, he's an ET." The team would never let me work on him. When I would go in to work on all the family, which I do before every session, and there was a shield around him, and it was kind of, it was just like saying hands off. And when she first became pregnant, my son and I were just completely, we couldn't even speak for, when we found out it was twins, we couldn't even speak for about an hour. But there was something about this baby, this little boy, that we knew was so special. And we didn't know at that time, they didn't know that he was going to be a special needs child. So I just want to read you something she wrote, which I was so touched by. And what a beautiful consciousness this girl has. It says, "Goodbye, sweet angel. I went in today for one of my biweekly non-stress tests, and they were unable to find Adrian's heartbeat. At first she thought she found him, but unfortunately they were just picking up Adrina's heartbeat twice. They sent me back to the larger machine and confirmed that our little Adrian had lost his battle with trisomy 18. You want to believe that knowing this was eventually going to happen would make it all a little easier, but it doesn't. There's always a part of you that hopes that they've been wrong this whole time and your little one would be born perfectly healthy and happy. This is the way of a parent, I suppose, and I do feel blessed that Adrina is doing just fine and growing like a weed. Many parents go through this pregnant with only one child, and I do feel blessed that we have Adrina to look forward to. Does it make it any easier? Unfortunately not. But I do find strength knowing that little Adrian never had to suffer, and Adrina will forever have someone looking out for her. I can now truly grieve for Adrian, and I know now what the future holds for him. No longer is the uncertainty that we had before, and part of me is grateful for that. I will forever miss him, but now I can move towards the closure I've been longing for the last 10 months. It won't be easy, but I have faith that I did all I could for Adrian, and in return he stayed long enough to ensure the safe delivery of his sister. She signed it, "Fly high, little angel. Mommy loves you." Anyway, didn't mean to, but I just thought that was so beautiful, and her understanding of all of this, and she has been involved with all these different groups with who have children or are pregnant with children with this same particular problem. And what was fascinating, before I ever read her blog, Adrian came to see me as soon as he made his transition, and he was so excited, and he told me that he was going to be Adrina's guide, and he was just as joyful as any being I could ever imagine. And he flits in and out, just kind of flits in and out, checking on all the family members. It's absolutely precious. So, you know, again, these changes are so fast. For my dear granddaughter, she had planned his life expectancy had he made it through, and she's due any minute, had he made it through, could have been anywhere from, you know, a couple of days up through 7 or 8 years, and he would have been special needs. But, it was all beautiful, and again, these changes, lots of people, you know, just kind of leaving quickly. Now, from his perspective, he was excited, and this is what the team had told me. He was along for the ride, and he was thrilled to be able to participate in Earth in that way without having to actually take physical form. He was happy to do it. So, and he definitely was a little ET. I'm really wonderful about it, and she is handling it beautifully. So is her grandma, my daughter. Do we have a call? I hear a beep, but I don't know what it is. Okay. Seth?
We do have a call.
Okay, go ahead, put him through. Hi,
this is Kathy from Bellingham. I've got just a real simple question, and I love your
show. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name, darling.
Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
And here's a question. So many people, and you've experienced and talk about the rapid changes and et cetera, et cetera. What about people who haven't experienced any difference or change?
Is that what you're experiencing, Kathy?
Yeah.
Is nothing shifting?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to recommend, really, is if you can, to call back in when I'm channeling the team. And let the team talk
okay.
to you, because maybe they'll see something, certainly they will, that I definitely do not. And the only thing I'm going to ask you is, what kind of practice have you been doing for yourself?
I guess just Qigong.
Okay, and have you been reading any good books, or?
Oh, I've read a lot of books.
Okay, well, I could have thought you did. The book that I'm probably the most excited about right now is The Nature of Personal Reality. It's an old Seth book, but it's absolutely brilliant. The team made certain that I got it. And if you're looking for real change, I have to say, in terms of working with core beliefs and really moving into your own personal mastery, that's a wonderful book to start with. The Nature of Personal Reality. You can get it on Amazon. And you can just type in Seth or Jane Roberts, and it'll come up. But this is not a book to read fast. It's a little bit like chewing gravel. But there's so much wonderful information in there. So, again, if you'd like to call back in when I'm in channel and talk with the team, maybe they can give you some information. Oh, I'm sure they can. All right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, darling. Okay. I want to talk about some of these things that are going on. And, you know, for Kathy that just called in, I tend to be kind of out front with all the changes, and Kathy, if you're listening, I tend to be out front with all of the stuff that goes on. I am the physical guinea pig, okay, of this stuff. So they kind of put me through the changes quickly, exaggerated dramatically. And it allows me to then kind of share it with everyone so that as these things come to you, you have a good idea of how to handle them, hopefully more elegantly than I always do. What I've been experiencing, and it's been absolutely lots and lots of family change, so fast that it's kind of had my head spinning. Jobs changing like crazy for people, relationships beginning and ending in a snap. And we've got all this extreme energy running in and around us. I don't know about the rest of you. For me, sleep is almost an inconvenience at this point. It's kind of like, God, I don't want to go to bed. There's so much going on. Okay, I'll sleep. And then as soon as I can wake up in the morning, I'm off and running. It doesn't matter what time it is, I'm ready to go. I have this sense of incredible excitement for all of us. And this is what's so thrilling to me. We've all, in a sense of freedom, we have all worked long and hard. It doesn't mean our work is over, but it does mean that the possibility for manifestation now is so enhanced because of the shortening up of time and space. This is the reason that working with core beliefs, working with beliefs, is so powerful right now, because manifestation of these beliefs is so much faster. We don't have that big, long time and space for thought, time and space, manifestation. Now, it's so much shorter. It's thought, boom, boom, manifestation. And sometimes it's faster than that. How do we put joy into all of this that's happening around us right now? Whether we're having a lot of activity, we have a sensing a lot of activity coming in, or having no activity and just waiting for something wonderful to happen. And the key that I'm seeing is to stay out of reactiveness and overwhelm if you can. And stick with good old compassionate detachment. It will not fail you, everybody. I have seen this over and over and over again. Family situations are always loaded with triggers because there's history. Not only history in this lifetime, but history in many lifetimes, lineage stuff, oh Lord. And what I'm seeing with the compassionate detachment, it allows us to be of the greatest service, to have our own exciting changes, whatever those may be, and at the same time allow for everyone else to move through things their way without judging them, criticizing, or even trying to figure out what everybody around you is doing. For me, there's been this sense of, let them work it out, let them work it out. However it looks, it's fine. This comes with a sense of trust. And, you know, we all have had spouses, children, friends, even ourselves, who've gone through so much change trying to figure out how do we move forward. And each one in our life is going through the same changes, regardless of their level of where they are in their own personal growth. They're still encountering change. They're moving through it the best way they know how. Try to remember they've got their own guides. This is such a big deal for all of us. And I keep telling myself that about, you know, as I look at children and grandchildren who I've been inundated with lately. I don't know. I don't know if I have candy-flavored perfume or what's going on, but I can't seem to get rid of anybody lately. So for all of your friends that you've been sounding boards and advisors and so on, so many of you have played that role, this is really a time to be able to listen to what they have to say. Be careful not to judge what they're doing and so on, and allow them to really kind of get their confidence and spread their wings. Even if they make mistakes, it's really okay. But they're getting their own guidance to move forward in the best way that they know how at any given time. If they're hungry enough, they're going to ask you, is there something I can read? Is there something I can do? And encourage them. Encourage everybody, your family members, your spouses, your lovers, doesn't matter who it is. The other thing that I've really been blown away by this week is what our ordinary beliefs have been about people, what we have somehow formed beliefs around people around us. All bets are off. This, for me, has been the biggest fascination of all. As humans, and we all tend to do this, to put people in certain categories while they're here or they're there. And my chiropractor, who I talk about all the time, the two of them, and I love them, and he said something very profound to me a couple of weeks ago. I knew it, but it never hit me before the way it did when he said it to me. And he said, Jackie, no matter who comes through that door, I'm in total neutral. I'm not invested in what they get or don't get, you know, what their life is going to be when they walk out of here. I am strictly neutral. And I went, oh, wow, that's it. That's absolutely it. To be able to be in that neutral state, it doesn't mean you're not loving. It doesn't mean you're not caring, fun, whatever. But that neutrality allows everything to be different. And it's a wonderful state to be in. And it's being served up to me whenever I get something new to come in. It definitely is served up to me to kind of, I won't say test me, but to kind of push me along to see if I'm really getting it. My mental note-taking right now is so working overtime. Looking at even family members where I may have thought this or that or seen limitations or you know, self-sabotaging behaviors and so on, I'm seeing amazing things happening, things that I couldn't have imagined. A lot of people may be coming back in maybe one or two. You know, for me, it always comes in droves. People coming back into your life. Some people may be people that you've had difficulty with. If they're coming back into your life right now, that neutrality piece is really important because they're coming back for a reason. We've kind of crossed this wonderful line. And, you know, my philosophy at this point is if they haven't fallen away by now permanently, then they're back in for a really good reason. They're looking for something more. They're wanting to move forward. They didn't disappear as we're kind of shifting around dimension to dimension. So I really am kind of opening the door and saying, don't go into judgment. Allow things to unfold in a different way. And what I'm seeing is that they're really trying. Again, it's beliefs. We create it all. But it's very interesting. The more I change my attitude, the more they reflect that back to me. For me, it's beautiful. I play with this all the time. Family. And this is always such a touchy subject for everybody. Many people have been estranged from family members, had difficulty with children, specific children, grandchildren, brothers, sisters, whatever, siblings. And many of these are returning now in a different way than I've ever seen as well. A lot of them have gotten pretty beaten up, and it's not just in my own experience. I'm seeing it in others with clients. But they're ready to live a different life. They may not know exactly how to do it. But again, being in that neutrality and that compassionate detachment, just allowing them to be in your energy field sometimes is enough to move them forward. It's very easy to go back to our old beliefs about, well, they did this or they did that. But it's very exciting to let go of the old ways that you felt about them and give them the opportunity to be seen differently. This means so much to them. And I'll tell you why. It's not just for them. It's because you're different. I'm different. And because we're different, we can come together with people that we may have been estranged from or had judgments about and have a totally different interaction with them today if we can get out of our old stuff. And this is, you know, again, if you've been working with beliefs, this is the time. It's really going to start showing up. For me, it's been kind of watching. It's like somebody cleared all the pieces off the game board, and all of a sudden, they're putting the pieces back on the game board, and it's so much more beautiful than it was before. The game is different. It has an elegance to it. It has an excitement. It has a joy. And I'm realizing more and more that it's me. I mean, I spend every evening, I'm working with beliefs. Every morning, I'm working with beliefs. Where am I off? You know, what if there's something that isn't working in my life, or if I feel antagonistic towards any situation, immediately I pull back. I also work, you know, with my own frequencies because I can tell in my frequencies when I'm off. When I get triggered, it really shifts me, and I can feel it shift me physiologically, mentally, emotionally. Then I have to retract, rethink, reprogram, look at my beliefs, look at where my stuff is, and then go back into it from that neutral place. And what's been fascinating to me is things have worked out completely different, much more elegant than I could have imagined. So I know this works. I'm seeing it. Bonnie and I share back and forth, and we're both in awe at how fast beliefs are shifting right now and how fast it's showing up. So how do we stay in joy? And if there's anything that's a driver of this new reality, oh my gosh, it's joy. Because that's the emotion. If you put that emotion, drive the new belief with joy, with excitement, with anticipation, you'll be amazed. Absolutely, I promise you, at what comes. It's really the emotion that pushes the new beliefs that replace the old ones, that give them birth. And that joy can be a state. It doesn't have to have a reason. It's your choice to be in a state of joy. I'm finding that I am so damned excited every day. And I can see all these wonderful things coming into my life, and I'm going, whoa, it's because I know we don't earn anything. We create it. So, you know, and if you're creating great things, please make notes about what you're doing differently. This is your new map. And that's what's so damned exciting. If you still have the old deservability programs kicking in, the I'm flawed, I don't deserve it, I don't trust them, whether it's the person, or the one that says my life never changes. And that underlying belief many times is nothing ever works for me. And that one is a really a core belief that needs to be changed. The other thing, and this has been a real conundrum for me, because I know how important imagination is in really working with core beliefs and really sitting there and imagining them different. How my life would be different with this belief changed. How does it feel? Getting excited and so on. What I'm finding is that my imagination, this for the first time in my life, and I for any of you that are experiencing the same thing, I know that the universe takes license. This or something better. You know, so many people add that to this or something better. But I have to tell you, I could not imagine the things I'm seeing around me right now. I couldn't conjure them up. So this makes me sit back with imagination. And my favorite new phrase is going to be, this or something better. Constantly. This or something better. Because I realized how limiting, and this I know is true for all of us, there are times when our imagination, our ideas are limiting compared to the wonderful things that the universe has in store for us if we're willing to open up, if we're willing to receive. Again, this is not earned, and it's not, how would I put this? Your intention to create change, and again, fueled and fired by your changes in belief, literally opens you up receptively to all kinds of things. And I can tell you the universe is up there clapping their hands and high-fiving each other, going, oh, crap, they're finally ready. Yay! So, and for me, the changes for people around me are so exciting that it's every wonderful thing that we experience with anyone. Because we really are all one, it's there for us as well. And it's a wonderful signal from the universe that how close we are to having anything and everything we want. I mean, there is a way to, we've been held captive for so long by our limiting beliefs, by our limiting thoughts, without realizing how powerful we really are. And so it's just, you know, I also know that all of you can help others by holding the most positive beliefs for them and help them over the hump. And it really does work. In my particular case, there's a synergy that I've always yearned for, but honestly never really thought was possible, because in my family, everybody is so different. Lord. But I was absolutely wrong. Within my family alone in the last couple of days, since New Year's Day, there have been 4 new job offers to family members. All right? That's 4 people in my family got new job offers in this economy. In every case, their income would go up anywhere from 30% to 100%, doubled. And this is really a cute story. Even my last one, my young grandson, who's been working at McDonald's for 3 years, was hired today for a job where he will make $30,000 to $50,000 a year. And the man that hired him, my grandson said, I just need somebody to believe in me. And this man said, young man, I believe in you. I see myself in you. And he said, you're going to make me a lot of money. And, you know, when my son said, you know, he told me he took him out, bought him a suit, and got him all dressed up for the interview, took him to the interview, and I'm thinking, oh, geez. And he got the call today, and I thought, Jackie, don't you dare ever underestimate anyone this young guy has been in and out of all kinds of problems all of his life. And he actually said to me, you know, Grandma, I talked to the team, and I said, you know, if this is my time, please help me get this job. And if it's not, I'll go back to McDonald's for another couple of years. Just a very cute story. So this kid's self-esteem went from below zero to the moon. And not only that, it's a great job. And, you know, this is a very legitimate, great job, and he's going to soar. It's a wonderful feeling. So find the joy that you can in any way that you can. And if you hold that resonance, it's going to show up in your life. The joy right now is the driver. I just feel it so strongly. So I'm going to bring the team in for any of you that would like to call in. They love to talk to people, so they have no problem whatsoever. We're trying this tonight to see how it works. And Seth is on alert. Give me a moment here, and I'll go into channel. And if you don't call in, the team has plenty to say, so not to worry. We won't be sitting in silence. All right, everyone, welcome. We're very excited to be with all of you tonight. And we are happy if you are interested in answering or having your questions answered. We're happy to do so. We enjoy so talking with all of you. All right. We'd like to comment on some of the things that the channel talked about tonight and take it further for all of you. We understand that it can get complicated. Well, how do I change my life? How do I make this work? Now, we want to say to all of you that have been working with us for a long time, and many of you have had private sessions, and you've worked diligently, people. All right? Power retrievals and soul lifting and abduction sessions, and you've been through so much. And now you're going to truly see in your lives how much progress you've really made. And we're very excited to see how it manifests in your life. The pivotal piece now, people, is belief. These are like big blocks in your life that are keeping you from being able to truly create what it is you desire. You're working with an illusion, everyone. An illusion. We can't emphasize this enough. Now, we understand that this isn't very much fun. You know, well, an illusion, that's not fun. I like it juicy. Well, you can have it juicy. You can have it any way you choose. We're not here. It's only when you get into the dark light, positive, negative, that you can actually get yourself in trouble. When, in fact, this is a time for all of you to really be stepping into a sense of dominion. Of true dominion. Knowing how you create your reality. Now, our channel doesn't take a lot of responsibility with her family, but we will say this. She eats, sleeps, lives, and breathes all of this, all right? And she doesn't realize how much she talks to them about how they create the reality. So they're getting it all the time. She doesn't preach. She gives it in just the right ways, the right places, because she's really trying to be in compassionate detachment. It's not always easy. But by doing so, because each person is willing to hear so much, You don't give people more than they're willing to hear. That's proselytizing. People don't want to be preached to. The young ones, they can be open. They're not wired as tightly as all of you. Now, there are other things that you can do, and this came up in a session today. And the person was so excited with the information, we thought, well, this is a good time to really talk about it. So we're going to talk about the more of you. Now, in the Seth book, and the channel had asked us about this, and she's been practicing it, about tone, her tone. And we said to her, well, you already know about this. You see, when you're not in body, when you're in between lifetimes, you are color and tone. And that's your identity. So when people come to you and they encounter you at whatever place it may be, 5 stars to the left and so on, right? Color and tone. That's your signature, your calling card. Color and tone. Now, as a physical being, you have tone. You're just not aware of that tone. And you have color. The channel was at a party on Christmas Eve, and a lovely psychic woman walked up, and she does this for a living, and she said, oh my, I see all your colors. And she described them, and the channel was surprised because nobody knew but the channel, and of course I. And the psychic person was shocked herself because she had never seen those kinds of colors around anyone. And perhaps she'd just never seen colors around people before, period. Now, you're going, now you've all heard this, you know, well, auric fields and this and that, but this is, yes, it's your auric field, but your auric fields are changing. They're changing. In the channel's case, she has rainbow colors circling her all the time. This is not to set her apart as being, but this is something that we are involved in as well, and this is something that supports her energy for what she's here to do, for the frequencies that come through her, all right? In exploring her tone, all right? Well, what's the point of exploring my tone? Why would I want to explore my tone? And how would I hear my tone? Several ways here. If you get very, very quiet with the intent to hear your tone, it will begin to come to you. Now, some of you who are far more creative, oh, you may hear a whole orchestra, but in essence, now, we want to say this to you. In many ways, you're all a multiplicity. You're more than one being. Not only because you have other lifetimes and parallel experiences and so on, but even within your chakras, you are carrying other beings in your chakras. So you are not just simply Sue or John or Bob. There's more there. Now, in the work that we've done with people, as certain things have come out of their chakras, certain beings and so on, their auric fields have changed, you see, which means the color of their fields have changed. Now, does that change their tone? It can. Sometimes when you're in very negative spaces, your original tone, of course, your tone is going to change. And this is the reason for checking in on your tone. Now, we're not human, you are. So the channel is our guinea pig. We love her, but she finally came to the realization that, yes, she is. She is our human, as we are her extraterrestrial. Or star friends, whichever you prefer, and family. So we nudge her. If she gets off a little bit, there's a nudge. She immediately checks in, how's my tone? Oh, okay. So then she has to go in and adjust, bring the frequency back up. That's why she was talking about joy tonight. She doesn't tie them in yet, but we're going to tie them for you. When you're in joy, your tone is very strong and beautiful. And what does that do to your body? It puts everything in a positive. All right. All the cells, all the organs, all the atoms, all the molecules are resonating to the tone. And the more you heal, the more pure the tone is. And correlating, the more pure the colors are in your field. Now, for those of you who've had Carilion photography, all right, you know that you have certain colors in your auric field. And if you go on your computer and you search the corresponding between color and tone or musical notes, that can give you a clue. Oh, there's my, those little things, you know, you buzz in them. They use them for people in choirs and things. Or on a piano. If you have multiple colors in your auric field, you hit those notes together, boom, creating a beautiful tone. And you'll be amazed at how that tone stays with you. Now, for those of you that are very creative, you can make a recording playing that tone, you know, with the pedals on the piano, giving it some vibration, boom, boom, whatever the tone is. Now, we have someone today we talked to, and they're doing a lot of work. Actually, we have two people that are doing a lot of work with Tom Kenyon. And the work of the Hathors, and we work the Hathors that actually participate in a lot of what we do here. And we're thrilled. That's a calling for people who are really drawn to tone, and that's the reason for the channel, the website, and the intensive she does. The music, it's tone. And it does things to your inner tone, to your auric field. It moves you. Many people are moved by tone, by music. So we're trying to give you some flavor here so that you can get in touch with something that sounds very simple but is very powerful. Now, when your tone is high, and you'll feel the difference, people. When your tone is high and strong, again, operating from non-judgment, operating from compassionate detachment, operating from joy, operating from positive expectation, working on beliefs so that you're not sabotaging your life by the negative beliefs. I'm flawed, I'm not enough, I don't deserve, and on and on and on. Your tone will change and expand, as will your auric field. Now, when you leave Earth, all right, you receive colors, identification for the experience here, and tones that come into the tones that you have. So this is something that goes on with you. It's not just something you experience as a human. It continues on. And think of it from this perspective. The more you develop that here, the greater your health, your rejuvenation, your experience can be. Now you need to have the other pieces in place, but play with this, people. It's so, so exciting for all of you. And when you pay attention to it, driving down the street, on your computer, whatever you may be doing with people, all right? Notice if there's somebody that tends to irritate you a little bit. Oh, there went my tone. I could feel it. Just, I felt depleted. All right. Back up. Build my tone. Build my tone. Fill myself. Now, you see, if you keep that tone high and resonant and strong, it's not compatible with negative thought. And after a while, you'll feel every time you go into any kind of a negative thought, any kind of a less than positive, we'll even go there, less than positive, you'll feel the shift in you. Oh, darn. All right, I just, okay, back up, back up, back up. Now, this is going to reflect in your health, your radiance, your resonance. It's exciting. And for those of you that have been working so diligently, people see your resonance. They may not be able to describe it, but they know you're different. And more people are going to be coming around you. You're going to notice people kind of walking by and kind of almost like a car that won't stay in its lane, kind of moving in towards you when they walk by. So when that happens, you know, instead of thinking, oh, that's so odd, you can say, oh, it's working. Oh, it's working. Now, you may see this with cars, so do be careful when you drive, right? Because that can happen with them as well. Now, we're going to talk briefly about something else here. Working with core beliefs is so important, and all the subset beliefs under them. But we're going to encourage you now. You're really always changing dimensions. You're always changing from one parallel reality to the other. You don't realize it, all right? But you're always shifting. And this week, what we'd like all of you to do, and this is one of the reasons that meditation can be so powerful, because when you go into meditation, you are shifting dimensions, shifting realities. And this is why so many wonderful teachers on your planet have done so much with meditation, because they've understood it was the easiest way to help you to move to different realities and be able to hold that resonance, whether for a minute or 20 or an hour or longer. It takes practice, yeah. But now, you see, with everything shortening up, and so many people have written into with their intentions and whatever about wanting to be in a dimension where all things are beautiful. You know, they're healthy and wonderful and loving, and I'm in my passion. And we're going to tell you a secret. You find your passion here, and it's automatically going to move you to a different reality, because the excitement will do it. And again, we go back to the concept of joy. Joy and excitement. You're going to then attract different versions of the people you care about. How many times have people said to you, teachers, you can't fix that person, you fix you? Which was a lovely statement, but the mechanics to that were a little challenging. Well, I've healed this, and I've done that, and I've gone to this healer and that one, and damn, and he's still a bugger. All right, time to look at place. Time to get healing with mom and dad. If it's a man with dad, if it's a mom with a woman, it's mom. There's so much for all of you, dear ones, and it's such an exciting time. And all the pieces are going to start falling into place in ways that they never have before. We don't want any of you to go into overwhelm. That's not the purpose. This is not a race. This is something that you can do as much as you can handle. If you were to find one core belief, all right, let's say one of them is, I don't deserve. Look at my life. Obviously, I believe from the time I was little that I didn't deserve. Mom and dad did this and that, took away my toys, gave them to my brother or sister. And I've just never been able to hold on to anything. It's always been a struggle. Core belief, I don't deserve. Taught to you. All right, in a very interesting way. So no matter how many things you try to program, that I don't deserve, well, that's the overriding one. And it kind of zeroes out all the other ones you're trying to create with. So write down I don't deserve, and then look for all the ways and the subset beliefs that go with it. How else does it show up in your life? Nothing works for me. Oh, well, you want to change all these beliefs, by the way. Cross out the belief, write the new belief. The very simple, basic way is to sit with the belief, all right? The new belief, to visualize the new belief, to experience it in this wonderful imagining way. And put the driver, the joy, the excitement, the love, whatever it is that matches that. Now, the channel was talking about her imagination was not equivalent to what she was seeing, which has her frustrated right now. That's all right. She'll figure it out. However, how would it feel? I deserve. How would that feel? I deserve for people to be good to me. I deserve for opportunities to come to me. I deserve to find $100 on the floor. I deserve. Nothing would be a surprise. It would still keep you in a state of gratitude. But you would be constantly in the state of openness because you deserve. But you really believe it. You really have to work with this one. And they go on and on and on. I'm flawed. I'm not enough. All right, we're running out of time here. All right. Oh, we love all of you so very much. It's always a joy and a pleasure to be with you. Now, we would very much like to work with you tonight. Opening to joy. Now, does joy only come when something exciting happens to you? Okay, well, something happened and now the reaction is joy. Joy is a state of being. Finding everything you can to be joyful about. It's a wonderful day, even if it's raining or snowing or whatever weather you may have. Choosing to be in joy. Now, that energy makes you a magnet. It affects your expectation. It affects your manifestation. It affects everything you do, and it's infectious. And because you are limitless beings, you're driving new cars right now, people. A new level of joy, a new level of expectation, a new level of implementing change that you've never had before. Well, I've worked for 20 or 30 years, damn it, on this and that and the other, and all of a sudden it seems to boom. Yes. That's why you've done all that work, so that you know now what it is you truly want. And why? We love you all so very, very much. Welcome, everyone, to 2012. Until we speak with you again in this format, everyone, namaste. Okay, I think we're on air. If we are, good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our total, complete, unconditional love to everybody. And remember that we really are all one. And this is such an exciting year. I'm just thrilled to get the feedback from everybody on what's happening for them. Blessings to everyone. Good night. Thank you for tuning in.